Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster. Ever feel like you're on an emotional wild ride? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. We all experience these ups and downs, but what if I told you there was a way to not just survive those emotional swings, but actually thrive amidst them? That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into understanding your emotions, and how emotional intelligence can be your secret weapon for a more balanced, fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Our emotions are these powerful signals telling us something about ourselves, our needs, and the world around us. Ignoring them is like trying to navigate with a broken compass. You're bound to get lost. But when we learn to understand them, label them, and even harness their energy, that's when things get really interesting. We become more self-aware, empathetic, and capable of building stronger, healthier relationships. So, what are some key takeaways from this emotional intelligence journey? First off, awareness is everything. It's about paying attention to those subtle shifts in your body, those thoughts that pop up like unwelcome guests, and the words you choose or sometimes don't choose to say. Think of it as becoming a detective for your own emotions. What triggers your stress? What makes you feel happy and energized? Journaling can be an amazing tool here. Just scribbling down your feelings without judgment can unlock incredible insights. Next up, acceptance. You're not going to like every emotion that rolls through, but that's okay. Trying to suppress them is like trying to hold back the tide. It's exhausting and ultimately futile. Instead, acknowledge them with kindness, even the messy ones. Remember, emotions are temporary. They ebb and flow like the ocean. Now, let's talk about regulation. This is where things get really cool. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms to manage those intense emotions when they hit. Think deep breaths, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, whatever helps you find that inner calm. You can even try practicing mindfulness meditation. Seriously, it's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Emotional intelligence isn't just about managing yourself, it's also about understanding others. Empathy is key here, putting yourself in someone else's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. It's about active listening, asking thoughtful questions, and responding with genuine compassion. Think of it as building bridges instead of walls. Finally, remember that emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress, and even setbacks along the way. But keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. It's an investment in yourself that pays off dividends in every area of your life. You know those moments when you're stuck in traffic, late for a meeting, and your phone is about to die? Yeah, those moments can test even the calmest souls. But imagine handling that stressful situation with grace, composure, and maybe even a little bit of humor. That's the power of emotional intelligence at work. By understanding your triggers, managing your stress levels, and responding thoughtfully, you can navigate those challenging situations like a pro instead of letting them derail your entire day. So, what are some practical steps you can take to boost your emotional intelligence today? Start by making time for self-reflection. Even 5 minutes of journaling or mindful breathing can make a world of difference. Try practicing active listening with the people around you. Really focus on understanding their perspectives, even if they differ from yours. And don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, friends, emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about becoming more aware, compassionate, and resilient. It's a journey worth taking, one step at a time. Until next time, keep striving for that inner stoic calm, and remember, you got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. I love hearing from you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.